Ever feel like content creation is the one thing that keeps falling to the bottom of your to-do list? You sit down, ready to write a post or an email to your list, and suddenly you're overwhelmed, unsure where to start, and wondering if it's even worth the effort. This episode is going to help you change that fast, because I know how frustrating it is to spend hours trying to figure out what to say, how to say it, and wondering if anyone is even going to care. It feels like this giant task you have to tackle each week, and let's be honest, it's draining. You want to be consistent with your marketing. You want to sell books. You want to connect with your readers. But the thought of creating content every week from scratch, it feels impossible. And here's the thing. It's not just about time. It's about energy, that mental space, the emotional toll of putting something out there into the world and getting crickets in return. Today, we're going to talk about why content creation feels so hard for authors and how you can completely shift the way you approach it with a simple system that doesn't just save you time, it makes your content more effective and more authentic. Because if your content has ever felt robotic or inconsistent, or like it's not really connecting with your readers, that's not your fault. You don't need more random prompts or gimmicks. You need a system that reflects you. So let's talk about why most authors' content feels generic or exhausting in the first place. When I start working with authors, one of the first things that I notice is that their content often feels disjointed, like it doesn't have a clear thread running through it. One post is about their cat, the next is a vague promo about their book, then a motivational quote they found on Pinterest. And it's not because they aren't trying, they are trying, but they're pulling ideas from random prompt lists. They're posting what they think they should. And they're often reinventing the wheel every single week. Sound familiar? This approach creates content that feels all over the place. It doesn't lead readers on a journey, and it doesn't build momentum. And worst of all, it doesn't sound like you. When content doesn't reflect your voice, your values, and your message, it not only feels exhausting to create, it falls flat. And here's the good news. It doesn't have to be that way. What actually works is creating custom, reusable content that reflects you. And that means it sounds like your actual voice, not a robot or a marketing machine. It aligns with your book and your message. It connects with your ideal reader in a way that feels natural. And that's what the Author Marketing Assistant was built to help authors do. And today, I'm going to walk you through the exact system that we teach inside the Author Marketing Assistant to help authors plan a week of content in under an hour, and you'll actually enjoy the process. This system has three parts: your brand voice clarity, reader-centered messaging, and weekly content rhythms. So let's start with brand voice clarity. Your voice is the foundation of everything. Before you post a single thing, you need to understand what makes your voice yours. Is it warm and witty? Is it introspective and poetic? Or is it quirky and fun? When you're clear on your tone, your values, and how you naturally communicate, everything really does become easier. And inside the Author Marketing Assistant, we have an AI feature that helps you train your assistant to sound like you. You feed it samples of your writing, a blog post, a social media post, a newsletter copy, and it learns your voice. So instead of sounding like a generic prompt, the content it helps you create actually feels like something you would say. That brings us to step two, reader-centered messaging. This is a big mindset shift for most authors. So instead of thinking, how can I promote my book? We shift to, how can I connect with my reader? Instead of shouting, look at my book, you're inviting your readers in with, here's something for you. When you speak to your readers' curiosity, their interests, their needs, that's when your content becomes magnetic. Let me just give you a quick example. If you write cozy mysteries, instead of posting a vague update like, working on book three today, you could create a post that says, if you love small town settings, quirky sidekicks, and cinnamon roll detectives, book three is going to be your new favorite. Now that's specific. That's intriguing. That is reader-centered. And when you create content from that lens, when every post, every caption, or email is designed to connect, not just broadcast, that's when readers sit up and pay attention. Finally, let's talk about a weekly content rhythm. This is where the magic really happens. So instead of starting from scratch every single week, you create one core message, then repurpose it across multiple platforms and formats. So here's how that might look. Let's say you start with one central idea, like your cozy mystery book is for readers who love small town secrets and tea with a side of danger. You use the author marketing assistant to brainstorm different angles in that message. So that core idea becomes a hook for your reel. So that could be something like, if you love Gilmore Girls but wish it was set in a murder mystery, this series is for you. A carousel on Instagram could look like 5 reasons cozy mystery fans love this series. And then your caption could be something along the lines of, my latest book has all of your favorite cozy mystery ingredients, small towns, quirky sidekicks, and just enough danger to keep you reading late into the night. And then your email intro could be, have you ever wanted to vacation in a charming small town where nothing is as it seems? That's exactly what inspired my latest book. One idea, multiple formats, all in your voice, all centered on your reader. With the Author Marketing Assistant, you can plan your content for the week using this rhythm in under 60 minutes. Because once you've got your voice dialed in and your message is aligned with your reader's desires, content creation becomes less of a chore and more of a flow. And let me just say, you don't have to post on every single platform. Choose one, maybe two, that you enjoy. Focus on quality and connection, not quantity. So let's go through another quick example. Say you write nonfiction and you're a wellness author who focuses on helping women set better boundaries. Your core idea could be your book helps overwhelmed women say no with confidence and prioritize their own needs without guilt. That can become a reel with the hook that says, why setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's survival. A newsletter intro could be something like, last week I told a friend no and it felt amazing. Here's why I'm finally done with guilt-driven decisions. And then you could create a static post for Instagram with a quote or a graphic that says, no is a complete sentence. You could also create a carousel that says 3 signs you need stronger boundaries and how to start. Again, it all flows from one message. It's in your voice, and it speaks directly to your ideal reader's current struggle. It's not about inventing something new every day. It's about building momentum from a clear message. So if you're ready to stop staring at that blank screen every week, if you want to create content that feels like you, connects with your reader, and actually helps you sell books, I want to invite you to check out the Author Marketing Assistant. It was built for authors just like you who want to market with clarity, confidence, and authenticity. It helps you save so much time, stay consistent, and most importantly, build momentum. So if you're tired of starting from scratch and you're ready to actually enjoy content creation again, click the link below or go to jendapala.com to get your copy. All right, that's it for today. I hope this episode gave you a fresh perspective on what your content could be, something that reflects your voice, your message, and your reader's heart. You don't need to do more. You just need to do what works and do it with intention. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.